Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty and the blonde tip bomber. And it's really blonde and tipping and bombing today, baby, along with T-Mill and a.k.a. Psycho T. And we'll hear from Moneybags here in just a bit. Let's remember, 5 o'clock fire is brought to you by Kirk Holmes. And make sure you're listening. Call a friend, maybe get you some help. This is your opportunity to win a pair of tickets, front row seat. It will happen in this segment. And when we give you the cue to call, you'll know it. Make sure you get on the horn, 713-572-4610, for your chance to win. 713-572-4610, your chance to win, coming up a little bit later on in this segment. First, let's hit the injury news here for both teams here, the Texans. For the Texans, guys who did not practice today, Foley Fatakasi has an ankle. He left the game early and did not return. He just got back before the game against the Miami Dolphins, so we'll see what this means. But he did not practice today. John Metchie, shoulder. He didn't practice today. And then Delshon Phillips, Juice Scruggs, they didn't practice. Cade Stover and Davis Mills are out with illness today. They didn't practice. Joe Mixon, rest limited. And then Kenyon Green with the shoulder. He was a full participant. A couple of things there. One, two guys that you were looking at you think may be on the injury report. As you said, Joe Mixon, it's not ankle, it's rest. And then Dalton Schultz, who we saw go down, didn't know. And maybe this shoulder thing may be an issue. He's not even on the injury report. So those are two guys that we've said they need to get going offensively that thought might wonder where they are. They're not even on the injury report, so good news with those two.
Yeah, good news. The Joe Mixon thing is refreshing to see, man. It's promising. I thought for sure there'd be some kind of ankle issue on there, and given the way that, you know, he was grimacing on the sideline a couple of different times, boy, you thought that could be worse with what's gone on with his ankle over this season. But the fact that it's just rest, that he's limited, I've said it before, Joe Mixon's one of them cats. The way he plays, he can get all the rest that he needs. I got zero worries about him being physical, him finishing, and him taking his game to the next level. So I'm just glad that on this list right here that he is labeled as rest and limited, and it's not some kind of ankle issue that we gotta worry about down to the last minute before kickoff. Yeah.
I gotta be honest. I thought the Texans would miss Foley Fatakasi more, and I'm not saying he's not important. And now look, we are going to see two teams coming up that have the ability to run the football better than maybe some of the other teams they've run against. And more physical running the football, especially in between the tackles, with the Chiefs and the Ravens. But when I look at it now and see the time that he missed, it's never been a deal where I've just been like, yo, it is clear they're missing, you know, their best defensive lineman in terms of stopping the run up the middle. Tim Settle's been really, really good. Mario Edwards Jr. in his return has been good. Crazy Kurt Heinisch has done some things. So, I think you feel better now about Foley if he potentially has to miss some time, because they've done pretty well in his absence.
Yeah, look, early on it was Mario Edwards Jr. and the way he stepped up in training camp, and then it carried over into the season, and when he's been available, he's been good, better than expected. And then I think you nailed the head. You know, this year as a whole, I think Tim Settle has been the guy that's really just. The big body that can anchor down and is, even when he's not making the play against the run, you're talking about a guy that it takes two to move. And so, you know, he's obviously valuable there. And then you look at how he has been able to actually play and penetrate and get sacks and wreak havoc in the backfield. You know, that's taken it to a whole nother level. So, Foley Fatakasi obviously is he's a big part of what they're doing, and you're better off when you're fully healthy. But to me, the Mario Edwards early on and Tim Settle really pretty consistently throughout, those two have been the two interior guys that have really stood out. Now, if you want to throw Danico Autry in the mix of kind of how he contributed last week and has contributed this year at times, obviously he's been a factor as well. But, if we're really looking, drilling down into those interior defensive linemen, I think Foley, whether it's injury or just lack of opportunity, I think those other guys have brought more to the table so far.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Foley, he's got the same amount of sacks as Chris Jones.
Yeah.
I'll be damned. I mean, I think they're blocked differently, but
yeah, a little bit.
But he's got the same amount of sacks.
Foley or Settle?
Settle. Tim Settle has the same amount of sacks as Chris Jones, who many people widely look at as the best defensive tackle in the game, especially from a pass rushing perspective now that Aaron Donald's out of there. So that is the injury report right now for the Texans as they head in. We'll get more into the Chiefs here in a bit. Hollywood Brown, who has not played yet, he was a full participant in practice. Patrick Mahomes, a full participant in practice. We'll get more of that coming up next.
5 o'clock fire.
But before we get there, it is now your time. This is your cue to call. 713-572-4610. Caller number 8. 713-572-4610. Caller number 8, call in right now. You'll have your chance to win two tickets on the front row in the bullpen for Christmas Day's Ravens-Texans game. Beyonce is performing at the half.
Wow.
This is a get-back game. This is the biggest home game. I think we circled it before the season as the biggest home game on the schedule. You got a chance to win two tickets right now. Tyler will take care of you. 713-572-4610. Caller number 8. Call in and become our next winner. All right, Patrick Mahomes, he was a full participant in practice, and it looks like it may be leaning to him potentially playing on Saturday, which that was up in the air. This was Patrick Mahomes himself talking about his ankle injury and where he is.
I mean, I think it's done good with the treatment and the work that we've gotten in. I mean, obviously it's a short amount of time, but I thought we had a good day yesterday, and we had good work after the game as well. So I'll get to work in practice and try to push it to see where I can get to. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to put our team in a bad position. So if I feel like I can play and go out there and win a football game, I'll play. And if I don't feel like that's the best case scenario, I'll let guys like Carson play. I mean, he's a guy that's won in this league as well. So it's just about pushing it this week, seeing where I'm at and making the best decision then. Jacksonville was worse, I would say. I mean, that one was pretty significant. I mean, this one didn't feel good by any means. But the Jacksonville one, just the way I got caught, I didn't really get the – this last one, I kind of got my feet out at the very end, whereas that Jacksonville one I didn't really get to. Obviously, it's responded better, quicker. I think that would be the best thing to say, but I want to be in a better spot than I was in that next game going up against the Bengals. So I'll try to see if I can get there.
All right, that's Patrick Mahomes, and I think Carson Wentz, you can go ahead and sit down and maybe go ahead and have your normals week preparation because I'll be honest, Clint, I am really, really surprised that the first day they get to practice, and we all saw the injury. I know there's a deal of Mahomes fakes or whatever, but we all saw the injury. He clearly was bent back. And there was something there. I am surprised, Clint, that the first day they get to practice, 2 days after the injury that he wasn't able to finish the game in, that he was a full participant in practice. I thought if he practiced, he'd be limited. I thought if he this means to me that he went through most of what he would normally go through in a practice if he was full go. So that has surprised me, which. It's now hard to believe he won't play. So.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. Pat Mahomes, say what you want about Pat and love or hate Pat. I mean, but he just strikes me as a guy that is gonna do everything he possibly can to be on the field. It's not gonna be, well, we'll listen to the trainers and, you know, we'll take some time off and we'll do this or we'll do that. I mean, he even if it's in game, he's gonna limp his ass back out there and he's gonna play and help his team win if he can. If it ain't broke, he's going to be back out there. And look, this the hit, it was nasty looking. He got twisted up. Clearly, the injury isn't as severe as it looked on that hit. He probably wouldn't even be hardly walking today, if we're being honest, the way he was twisted up. But nonetheless, I just think that this is one reason why it's – I mean, again, you can love or hate him, but, boy, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about respecting the guy. He's just the ultimate competitor. He's going to do everything he can to get out there, and he's going to do everything he can between now and then to prepare the right way. And, this tells me Pat's going to be there on Saturday.
Yeah, I'd be surprised now. If he's practicing already on Tuesday, mm-hmm. that he doesn't go. And you heard him, and he's spoken about it, like, in that presser today. Like, it's important that they get the bye, right? Yep. And they've got, I mean, as we talked about yesterday, they've got three really tough games against all playoff teams to finish it off. And Buffalo is playing the Patriots twice and the Jets. Who makes the schedule? How does the schedule get to? Hey, man, we got two divisional opponents, and we play them two out of the last three weeks of the season, which is weird.
We did that with the Titans a couple years ago.
Yeah, it's weird. Anyway, so I think he understands that these games are really, really important. By the way, did you think there was a chance? Did you think there was a good chance he would sit out? Like, when it first happened, were you of the thinking the way he looked, like, hey, because there are a lot of people saying, hey, they just need to sit him out, just to get him rested, because you got to have a healthy Patrick Mahomes.
No, I just don't, and you know better than anybody, so maybe I'm speaking out of pocket, but I like, if Pat can play, Pat's gonna play. I mean, unless the game is just meaningless and they've locked up home field, or if the game doesn't mean anything good, bad, or indifferent, then I can see him resting. If he can play, he can play. And the fact that he jumped up and walked off the field, walked to the cart when I saw him leaving the locker room to go to the cart before he showered, or to go from the cart to the wherever he was going to get, you know, further X-rays. You know, he was limping, but he seemed to be, the fact that he wasn't on crutches or it wasn't air casted or he wasn't getting,
he was in, like, both his shoes.
Yeah. People weren't carrying him off. Like, it was. Now, I'll tell you this. I didn't think we'd see him practicing on Tuesday.
No, that surprised me. And I just hell, they rested Joe Mixon.
Dalton Schultz got a little rest too. It looked like
the Texans rested Joe Mixon. He didn't practice. I thought Pat at least would, like, to me, I was thinking, all right, if we see him practice Wednesday, Thursday, the walkthrough. Yeah. Nah, this Joker's out here ready to roll. So
that week, I said drop the tackle.
Yeah. So it looks like the Texans will, and I think it's a good thing for the Texans, will face Patrick Mahomes coming up on Saturday.
Bundle Rooski.
5 o'clock fire.
We got a winner, Tyler. We have a winner of those two tickets.
We do. Brian Houston.
B. Ryan.
He was pumped.
I bet he was. I bet he lost his mind.
He said, are you serious?
Yeah, Champ Slice, I just need confirmation that it's over. It's over, Champ.
Sorry, Champ. You ain't a champ.
What is the champ Slice giveaway?
Yeah, he was needing it. All I want for Christmas is a Christmas miracle. That mean you still may get that miracle. It may not just be this ticket miracle.
You'll need Brian to give you those tickets.
Hope you know Brian. Where's he from? H-Town?
Some of the conversations, Champ, you have on here, maybe that miracle may happen. All right, tonight, the NBA Cup concludes. Only one game tonight. The Bucks with Giannis will take on the Thunder tonight as SGA. Both those guys, first team, all NBA type players, will face off. Still a little disappointed, man. I was really hoping that the Rockets would be in this game. And it was still fun to see them in the game in Vegas. And you could tell, like, it felt different, a little different thing. The only game on Saturday night in the NBA, not a lot of college football to be up against it. So it was cool to watch them there. I thought they had a chance. They were playing their normal game of defense. They just couldn't get, you know, any of their guys to play any kind of offense with any kind of consistency. And, boy, when Houston doesn't shoot it well, when the Rockets don't shoot it well, it really hampers them. But it is good to see, like, they're scrappy and they know their game and identity, and they gonna ugly the game up. It's just Oklahoma City just made enough plays there in the third quarter, and their guys stepped up, and the Rockets guys weren't ready to come.
Well, it's clear. I mean, when you look at Oklahoma City, they got a couple of dudes. They got a couple of dudes that they trust to get a bucket from anywhere, anytime, no matter who's guarding them.
Yeah.
And they're pretty damn good at it. And down the stretch, those guys were a difference. You know, I tell you, what's the Williams kid? Jalen Williams?
Yeah, OKC.
Boy, I mean, I'm sitting there watching the game, and I felt like he had 50 points. I mean, he didn't, but I mean, they all came in spurts, right? Yeah. But it was just like, I'm like, damn, it feels like this guy is going to work on everybody. And then next thing you know, Shai Gilgeous, he woke up.
That third quarter when he took off. Ooh, yeah, I know you said you had money. You ended up winning, didn't you?
That ended up winning. Well, that particular pick won, yes. I mean, I think he ended up with 30, and the number, his over-under was 31.5.
Yeah.
So he was one bucket away. But, yeah, he started out a little slow, but when he got hot, boy, ooh-wee, it was nasty. Yeah. That's a fun – I like watching him play.
I like
watching him.
He's got a smooth game. You know, people complain about all the threes. He's not a big three-point shooting guy. Yeah, he's more of the mid-range game going. So, yeah, he's really grown. And that's clearly, obviously, what the hope has been with Jalen Green, in particular, some of these young Rocket stars, that they pull that off. All right, coming up, let's get into this conversation as we're coming out of the bye week. How much difference did you see from Bobby Slowick's offense after the bye week? Did you feel like you saw, as they self-scout, something different from Bobby Slowick's offense? We'll discuss that.
Dang it, Bobby.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, listen, I know we have to get to this, and I'll pay the fine, Parker, if this gets away. But stop it. Take a picture of it, Tyler. I do.
What is going on?
I hope
there?
To God we get to this Bobby Slowick offense bye week thing. But Clint so often comes in here with a snack around this time. It's a boiled egg. This is farting 101 right here. Boiled egg.
His little afternoon snack.
Some nuts and some cheese and some grapes. And there is a clear grape.
A little protein pack.
Clear grape that just flat out has mold in it.
I mean, it has some kind of white. It looks like it's got Not blonde tips, but white tips.
You're not just eating the food in there, are you?
It's mold. I said you got to throw it out.
Well, it's just one of the grapes. And I've already eaten one. I was already eating one of the grapes. It was hidden under the grape that I ate while I sat down. I looked at it.
I said you got to throw it out.
Yes.
He's like, the whole thing?
Yes.
Even the cheese? Yes.
They were in the same vicinity.
713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. He has it's a sealed protein pack.
Been marinating in there.
I mean, it is a protein snack pack. And he has a grape. Half of the grape has mold on it.
I wouldn't risk that, Dirty.
It says today's the day that they eat it.
I don't care what it says. It's got mold on it. Here, eat these damn cookies, man.
Mold spores spread, bro.
I know, but like mold, like you don't, like if you get a pack of strawberries and you have some mold or something on one of them, you throw the whole pack away?
Yes. That's what you're supposed to do.
If it's packed together, yes.
Those spores are very active in the vicinity.
Temp slice.
Just that's looking just, out for you.
That's just night. Just nasty. From the text line, I'm eating that. And Clint is too.
Might get sick then.
Clint just banged out the cheese block. And that's the thing is, this Joker, he's not even removing the grape. The grape's still just laying.
It's just sitting there staring at me.
Throw it away! I don't do
that. Y'all
want to
know something
gross.
I heard? Y'all want to know something I heard real quick? This affects everybody out there listening too, so you understand. Y'all know what I heard about grocery stores?
What?
Y'all tell me if it's true. You know the fruit that you can buy in like these little plastic packets that's already sliced?
Mm-hmm. So overpriced.
I heard that what that is when they take other fruit from the fruit section that's damaged or has mold or something on it, they cut it out.
Yes, that's possible, but I don't believe it.
And then slice up the what's...
HEB would never...
Not so when things. You get a package, when I eat that packaged pineapple.
I do too.
I eat that a lot, those pineapple chunks.
Clint, eat it all. It's just extra protein. Clint, what's the problem? You never had roadkill?
I've never had roadkill, but I'm high on protein. I typically cut the mold off the strawberry, literally off the one that I cut off.
And you still eat that strawberry?
Yes.
Oh, brother. I mean, it doesn't hurt me none, but it makes me queasy.
To me, it's just with it all packed together.
Yes.
Like, it's all packed together that has been in that sealed space. I got to walk that one off.
Mold spores spread through the air.
I'm
going to
be sweating on the way all the way home. Just throw away the one grape. Eat the rest of it.
Well, Tyler,
we're from Baytown. We get down like that.
No, I'm from Baytown, born and raised. I do not get down like that. I like to look out for my health. I'm just going to start playing on both y'all being out Thursday. Damn it.
SG, Sean G, pretty sure that's how The Last of Us started.
Yeah, man.
I mean, do what you want to.
Throw that grape.
But can you at least remove that grape?
Is that bothering you?
Yes, because now, like.
I mean, he's got blonde tips. Y'all see that on YouTube? You see it?
It looks like
it hadn't even got to where it's eating it yet. That's still a solid grape.
It looks
man.
Like the top of Shaq's big toe. You know, Shaq got them big toes that look like they've been hit with hammers.
Yeah.
That's what the top of that grape looked like.
Like the penguin's feet.
That's nasty. It's all get out right there, man. That's nasty.
You think I should take it to the spot where I got it and get me a free one tomorrow?
Eat it now. You've been eating grapes, more cheese.
Well, if I just show them the picture, I think I should be able to get something free, don't you?
I would. I mean, I would try it personally. But, I mean, I would have stopped eating it.
I'm praying for you, man.
Yeah, all the way. Yeah.
That large intestine.
All right, let's get your mind off of this, Clint. Maybe the shift's over. Clint's going to vomit in his mouth here from the YouTube and Twitch. Have you...
How else do you vomit?
Yeah, I don't know.
You can vomit from your butt.
But again, that wouldn't be what you would call it, though, right?
Again, here, Bobby Slowick in the offense.
You probably did last week.
Coming out of the bye week. do you feel like you saw much difference? Do you feel like you saw, because, you know, the self-scouting, you know, there was a promo running where you were into it. Self-scouting, you know, hey, Tank is to get him more involved. It felt like they did try to do a little bit of that. But did you get a sense that you saw much difference from Bobby Slowick post bye week, pre bye week?
Bobby?
No. Yeah. No, I mean, in fact, I'm at a point where a lot of folks have had some issues with Bobby where I've had some similar issues. I just don't feel as strongly about him. You know, as the season comes to an end and as we get closer to time that you start kind of evaluating what's going on with the Texans, and there's several things with this offense that are stuck in my craw, to say the least. I just don't understand a lot of what's going on. We finally saw the Tank Dell jet sweep action. You saw him make two guys miss, and he went and got 15 yards. I mean, imagine if that's blocked up the right way. You know, that should be a staple of this offense. That motion, snapping the football where he could potentially get a jet sweep around the end, that should be a staple of this offense. It should, whether you hand it to him or not, it's irrelevant. It should happen. I'll be honest with you, hell, it should happen 10 times a game, and you don't see it. I personally believe that this should be a between the tackle downhill run football team, and I think they're outside. Their attempts to run the football outside constantly, I don't like. I don't like how heavy they are outside the tackle. And I say I don't like. I know it's worked a few times. Hell, it's worked in some critical moments. But to me, watching this team, they're not a good outside zone team, much less a stretch zone, toss zone screen. They're not good enough on the edges. Dalton Schultz is I don't like the, to me I'm at a point where I'm mad at Bobby every time he runs the ball the direction that Dalton Schultz is in. Like it's a crapshoot every single time. So, and I could keep going on. I could go on for an hour about, like, there's five or six things that I can't comprehend. Like I said before, I don't need to agree with you, Bobby. I don't need to agree with you. Like, I don't need to be like, yeah, that's exactly what I would do. What I'm looking for is just the method to the madness. And I don't understand a lot of it. I really don't. I don't understand a lot of what they do.
Now, so, I understood the method to the game plan of, hey, second half, let's minimize the risk. It's 20-6. I understood maybe why, you know, they didn't open the offense up. Oh, yeah.
No, I have no problem. I have no problem with that.
But what is not sustainable, we look at the rest of the way. They play the Chiefs Sunday. They play the Ravens. They play a Titans defense that is good. You know, I don't know what the Titans are going to be at week 18.
Right.
But they play, and then in the playoffs, they're going to play teams that are good teams. I don't know that it's sustainable, 4 catches, 17 yards on 6 targets with Nico and Joe Mixon, 12 carries, 23 yards, 5 for 33. Like, those guys didn't impact the game. You know, I mean, obviously Nico caught 2 touchdowns, but 4 for 17, that is generally not sustainable.
There was nothing in scheme, in design, that helped Nico Collins produce in any way. I mean, you could say he had 2 catches for about 8 yards, really, in scheme and what they were trying to do. You know, I thought that effort lacked. I think it's very fair to say overall the lack of creativity with this offense is a problem. I think overall you can say what appears, I don't know how true it is, but it seems like the quarterback not having more control of what's going on at the line of scrimmage pre-snap is a concern. I think your quarterback not making better decisions in critical moments, throwing a fade route or a wheel fade route, whatever the hell it was, to Joe Mixon on a 3rd and 2 on the opening drive of the game, where you've got options wide open for first downs. Like, and I know that's more CJ in the moment, but that there's part of that that leads to Bobby and says, man, your quarterback, if you can't trust your quarterback to make the right decisions in those moments, then it has to go back to what you're asking them to do and kind of what you're coaching them to do on a daily basis. And so I just there's several things with Bobby that I think are perfect for an after the season conversation and evaluation.
Yeah, I'd say, listen, I thought that he deserves his fair share of blame. I thought he has had more blame put on him, as I've called him the fall guy. But
oh, I agree with that.
That was disappointing.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, again, as I say, the second half, it was, to me, a clear shift in how they were going to operate to kind of minimize any kind of risk. But still, they still had another half. Well, you got half where they just.
I know we're up against it, Ron, but you got one play at the end of the first half. You got one play to get a touchdown, and you just throw an arrow route or whatever the hell you want to call it to John Metchie short of the goal line from the four.
Yeah,
like I think they're closer than that. Like, I mean, what are we? Like, it just the lack of creativity and the lack of using your big man and the I don't know. It's a real struggle.
Both of those two. But yeah, that was disappointing from him. And if it continues to look that way, as I said last week, we could see there could be real conversations. I think it'll get real hot. The heat will get a little hotter on his potential seat. Coming up, we'll get T Mills' best bets. As his 50% last night, we'll see if he can build on that. And a little announcement for the show coming up tomorrow. We'll let you know about that. That's next, right here, live on the Drive.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive as we continue rolling here on a Texans Ticket Tuesday. Congratulations to our winner, Brian, earlier today. And congratulations to all the winners across the station on Payne and Pendergast and on In the Loop. Coming up, remember, a little bit later on here in this segment, T-Mills Best Bet. Stay tuned for that. Make a little cash tonight as well. Or hopefully a little bit more than you made last night. But I do want to push this note to the people, and that is Kamari Lassiter, he will join the show tomorrow in the 2 o'clock hour. As usually we hear from a Texans player on Thursday, but they play on Saturday, so the whole week is moved up. We've gotten confirmation, fellas, that Kamari Lassiter, the rookie corner who has really stepped up, had him a pretty good game as well on Sunday. I know Derek Stingley was the headliner, but he was pretty good on the other side too. When you hold Waddle while he was in the game to no catches, Tyreek Hill was rolling along, I think, the whole first half, no catches. Had three to end the game. You on the other side was really, really good, too, and put him in a lot of different positions. So he'll join us tomorrow in the 2 o'clock hour. And Clint, by the way, they played him in some slot. And it's something that I know from the jump during training camp, during the season, you thought that might be the best position for him with his speed and all of that, or maybe not top-end speed to play outside. Clint, he's obviously shown that he can play outside, at least thus far this year, without any issues. But he slid inside at times against the Dolphins, Clint, and it looks seamless there as well.
Yeah, this is a little different for me, Ron, because I'll be completely honest, which I think I made obvious when we were talking about it. Like, my fear of him, or my thought that he would be a better nickel defender, was the thought that there were some limitations, whether it be size and speed, and the strong suits, which was the physicality and the instincts, I thought played better inside. But it was really the thought that, boy, a second round draft pick coming in and just being handed the starting job, that's yeah, risky at corner. It was more about the limitations, the concern, the doubt. He's answered all of those and told me to shut my mouth, and he has played really, really well outside. I got zero concerns about this defense if he's playing outside. Now, in my tape drop Tuesday, I watched the tape closely, and I'm telling you, there is no way that D'Amico Ryans, Nick Caserio, and everybody on the defensive side of the football doesn't watch this film and go, damn, Kamari Lassiter's good inside. I mean, it jumps off the film and is one of those where obviously you would have a great cover nickel defender if he were able to play inside. But when you watch it this past week, the ability to, one, great instincts, two, the willingness and the ability to find your way around pulling linemen on screens and things of that nature, it jumps off the screen. And so now for me, with Kamari being inside, it's more about, damn, is he better inside than he is outside? And that is a win-win either way, But it was just one of those for me, Ron, that, boy, if this team finds the opportunity in the future to acquire a true outside corner, and you could have...
That didn't have to be a great one. Like,
Well, clearly it doesn't. Hell, they were locked down with Jeff Okuda outside multiple times and putting Kamari Lassiter inside. I'm just saying that it's not a crazy idea for, you know, the Texans in the future. Even in the near, like this week and next week, it's not a crazy idea for them to move him around and play him inside. But this offseason, if you can acquire, not that it would be a priority, but if you acquired a true outside corner, a guy that has the instincts that fits more out there and was maybe longer or faster or whatever, you would have the flexibility of moving him inside. And I think there's a real chance that I'll put it to you this way. I think the fair way to put it is I'm not sure that Kamari Lassiter wouldn't help this team win more games at the nickel defender spot than he does the corner spot. I think he could be more of an impact player. I'll tell you this. I think he could be more of an impact player at the nickel defender position based on the little bit that I've seen than he's been outside at the outside corner all year long.
Yeah, he's a physical player that part of it he can handle. It seems like he tackles well. I mean, we see him from his outside cornerback position come up and help in the run game. You didn't get to see it a lot. I'm intrigued to see him in blitz packages from that slot where we see them do with Jalen Petrie a lot.
He did blitz once, but Tua got it out. I may have missed another one, but he did blitz once.
Didn't see a ton of it. But, you know, you could just see with his aggressiveness, his physicality right there, what that would look like. And you would feel better, like, you know, I mean, obviously, even you feel better if Davante Adams slid into the slot against him on a third down than you would feel about some of the other guys if you got to put him in coverage. So, look, I think it's something that may not be the last time we see it, especially this year with Jalen Petrie down, and it worked out well. It looked good. And like I said, his physicality, it urges him to be even more physical.
Yeah,
up there.
Well, very rarely do you see a guy come into the league, second round pick, go plays outside corner, plays really well. He's gonna get a lot of recognition in the rookie arena for the work that he's done this year, no doubt about it. I just think, you know, a lot of people's first knee jerk reaction to him playing inside would be like, what the hell are you talking about? This guy's all rookie outside. Nah, I'm not real sure that inside, Ron, he doesn't have a better chance of impacting the game consistently, because it's small sample size, but it's that good, man. I mean, it jumps off the screen where Buddy ain't afraid of linemen, tight end, and he's damn sure gonna tackle your ass. I mean, he's gonna hit you. You know, there's legit, like, his instincts that don't show at outside corner, they show big time when he's in the traffic, when he's in the mix down there. So I don't know. I just, when you have those kind of instincts and that kind of a physicality and tackling ability, and then you can cover the way that he's shown he can cover this year, man, you know, I'm not ready to say that I want to have him in the slot man-to-man against some of these slot receivers with a two-way go and just say, hey, cover him all over the field. I'm not saying that. But damn, that would be a huge upgrade in the coverage department and a much, much better chance to impact the game consistently. So I'm just telling you, it was good.
Yeah, it was good. It's something that we'll see more of with Petrie out. I think we'll see a lot of looks there. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, Players Addiction. Players Edition.
There's several.
Addicted to these Texans players, man.
With Tim Settle, he will join Texans All Access with the fellas. And coming up after that as well, Matchup Edition, when they get done with the Players Edition with Tim Settle. And then we are live and local right here on Sports Radio 610, 8 to midnight, Area 45. Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, and Christopher Melton Santiago, they will hold it down coming up.
I believe it's actually, my man gets some credit here, I think it's Byron in for Chris tonight.
Is it Byron? Oh, Light Bright.
Yeah, Byron's in the screwed bill. Up my drop
I
earlier.
I see you. There you go, Ass. Byron. I know he did. I know it was Byron's ass. I knew it. That's why I told you he's going to come in here and fix it.
Yeah, he better.
Damn it, Ben.
All right, you hear us, Byron?
All right, Team Hill. Let's get to Team Hill's bets. Best bets yesterday. 50-50, 3-for-3.
Could have been worse, but didn't eclipse that 60% mark we're always looking for.
The ones that I liked completely went. Vikings minus 5 and Jefferson receptions. Just missed the yards. All right, what you got tonight?
Yeah, tonight, all the action I got for you. I got 4 best bets, and they are all in this NBA Cup game between the Milwaukee Bucks and the OKC Thunder. 4 of them. I didn't like a whole lot on the board, but I do like these 4, so get your pencil ready. First, I like the over. Like the over 216 in this game, and then more specifically, I'm also on the over for the Bucks team in this game. Over 105.5 points for the Bucks, and then 2 player props for you. How do you say his name? Gilgeous Alexander?
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Gilgeous. The middle one's where I struggle.
You can go SGA, baby.
That's what I have on my graphic. SGA over 5.5 rebounds tonight. I like those odds at plus 100. And then I got Dame Lillard over 6.5 assists for the Bucks against the Thunder tonight. Those are your 4 best bets. Tell me you like some of those.
Yeah, I like the over. I feel like this won't look like the Rockets game, where it was a defensive battle and there was a wonder, hell, is anybody going to get to 100 in this game? I think both of these teams are free-flowing, so I think it'll be good. The Thunder are the best defensive team across the board in the NBA, so we'll see about that 105. But I like the over there, and SGA, yeah, he's a full all-around player. I like them rebounds, too, on that.
Cool. And I didn't have this on my betting sources, but if you do have it, I also really like Giannis over 1.5 made threes tonight.
Giannis from the three-point line, that feels like a slow death.
He going to take him. I think he'll probably take him. Big stage? Yeah, I was going to say, I wonder what Giannis
points. I'd take Jalen Williams over in pints.
You really like him, don't you? Really enjoy it. All right, Clint, great job as always. Tyler, great job as always. Congratulations to our winner. Coming up tomorrow, Kamari Lassiter. He will join the show in the 2 o'clock hour, so make sure you are ready and listening for that. Hey, we enjoyed as always. I am Ron Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. And I know it's gonna be. Whoever that texture is, I love you.
Kill him with kindness.
I like to pinch your little cheeks, the high ones.
So cute.
Not the back ones. I like to pinch your little cheeks. Say, hello, I love you. No, it's going to be a fun week.
I'm going full Chris Farley.